It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, Plan B After Show podcast.
Here we go.
I'm stalling because I don't know what we should talk about today. What should we talk about? I thought maybe we could talk about pirates, but I think we've had enough pirate talk.
Yeah, well, there's
for one day.
There's not much there.
I mean, we could read about like pirates, and we could just sit here and read articles.
You got fun facts?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, there's facts, but I don't know if there was a fun facts. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
What are you doing today?
Well, I want to go fishing later. That's kind of the plan.
Are they running?
They're starting to, yeah. It's the early part of the salmon and steelhead run. Last night I was actually watching Kiki. She got home and then she watched her Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise, whatever that crap is. Well, then she's like, well, I got to take a shower. So I'm like, okay, I'll watch.
Good.
So I put up the Orvis Fly Fishing Guide to steelhead and salmon.
Nice.
And that was about 25 minutes. Really good stuff. They got a lot of really good info on there. And God, they make it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got these guys that are just hooking up multiple steelheads in a day, multiple salmon in it. I'm like,
you know that footage is edited, right?
Of course, it is. But even getting a couple in a day, and I'm talking like they're jumping out of the water and they're just having a great time. Huge-ass steelhead. And
you know what really gets me hooked on the fishing thing is when I watch River Monsters. You ever watch that show?
I have before.
You guys don't have...
We don't have cable. No. But you can find... They have all the River Monsters on like
YouTube.
Amazon Prime and stuff like that, YouTube. So, on the YouTubes.
Yeah. Jeremy Wade.
Honestly, I don't get that into River Monsters.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I don't know, some of the fish... I guess I'm kind of a fish snob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's some fish I'm like, I have no desire to catch. I'm like, whatever. I'm a big fan of, like, the game fish.
Mm-hmm.
Talking like, you know, trout, bass.
I think Jeremy Wade would say, as a fish enthusiast, all fish are fishable.
Yeah, but, like, catfish don't do anything for me.
Yeah.
You know?
They're lethargic. They don't fight.
Know? No, I like stuff that's... what I really want to do is... I was reading up on... what was the fish?
Did you see the episode where he catches that Alaskan shark?
Mm-mm.
They basically go up in Alaska and they cut a hole probably the size of, I don't know, like a waste basket, I would say.
Yeah.
And he's with some what's an igloo guy? What are they called?
Eskimo.
Eskimo. Yeah, he's like with an Eskimo.
Yeah.
And they go and they drop this line, which is like a rope, basically. It's not a fishing line.
Yeah.
Like I can't remember how far down, but it's like thousands of feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it goes to the bottom.
Yeah.
The bottom. What they do is they attach this rope to like a long stick. And then they just put the stick over the hole so the stick can't go in.
Yeah.
And they literally leave for like a week and then they come back. And he starts pulling this rope up and it's so far down you can't really tell if something's on it.
Yeah.
Until you really get the fish to move.
Yeah.
And they catch an Alaskan shark, I believe it is. The thing is probably the size of like a friggin' whale. I mean, the thing is huge. And so what this Eskimo does, he takes this stick and he puts it on his back and he literally just starts walking. And he walks like a mile away and eventually they pull this fish out of this hole, dude. And it's amazing.
Like, and I think that's cool and all, but that's just boring fishing.
You know?
To me, you know? That's more of survival fishing.
All right.
Like, you know, he's going to use every part of that shark.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use
And they do.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of how long, like, one of these shark. Sharks.
I looked up Alaskan shark, and that's not a specific one.
No,
but I mean, it's just got sharks out there. Like, there's certain things. Like, I've done deep sea fishing, and that's fine. But really, you're just dropping your pole and waiting for it to take in any kind of rail. I mean, it was still cool. It was still fishing, but mm-hmm. that's why I've really gotten into fly fishing. And again, not to be a snob about it, but I like it because I'm doing stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And bobber fishing is fun. That's great. You know, you just want a nice day, build your confidence back up, go to a place where there's a bunch of panfish,
mm-hmm.
and just slay them all day. That's great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like now with the steelheads running and everything like that, you can go down below the dam, and it's not gear restricted. So you can use spinners and whatever and spoons and treble hooks. But up where I'm at, it's gear restricted. So you can only use certain things. You can't use treble hooks. You can't do any octopus hooks or whatever you want to call them. So it's kind of a challenge. But, oh, man, I hooked up with a couple of them the other day.
And are you walking out in the water? Are you waiting?
Yeah, waiting, but you don't have to go far. And you're not casting that far, really, because they're all in that run that's right in front of you. And it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty exciting. So I think I'm going to try and do that today. And you should come with me.
Be sweet. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm cool with that. Yeah. Are you going to get your boat out?
No. I mean, you can. So what you got to launch up on the one side. So I'm talking about Berrien Springs there. Yeah. You launch up on the one side and you come up. And there's been people get boats there, but it gets really shallow really fast. I mean, I'm talking about I was walking out and it was only waist deep for like 35, 40 yards. So it's not very deep there. It's just a little inlet. But, dude, at one point there was probably 30 fish in front of me and I was just – like, take the bait, damn it.
For God's sake, I can see
you. I can see I'm going to grab you, but it's illegal. So I don't know. No, one fish I wanted to do is, it's a permit fish. And that is like, it's the ocean. You can fly fish from the shore. So you kind of wade out a little bit. Waves are crashing. Yep. And it's these big, and they're almost like tuna-looking like fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But apparently they're really like strong fighters.
Yeah, and they're colorful.
And they're fast.
Extremely colorful.
Like they'll run forever and everything like that. So
we,
I kind of want to do
that. We did some deep-sea fishing one time. I think I was in like sixth grade, maybe. And we went out with a buddy of mine. And we got out there, and I think we were catching kingfish or something.
Yeah.
Like saltwater kings, maybe. I'm not exactly sure what it was. But
Salmon?
No, it was some saltwater. It's like the main fish you catch out there when you deep sea fish. I mean, they're plentiful.
Well, salmon are in the ocean.
It might be. I don't think it was a salmon though.
No,
it was a saltwater fish or just saltwater specific. Yeah. But my buddy pulled in a dude. He had this thing running for like 45 minutes, and I'm like, what the hell, dude? Like the kings we've been pulling in aren't fighting like this.
Yeah,
like something's different on your line. Finally, after an hour, gets it into the boat, and it's a stingray. I'm like, dude, it was kind of terrifying, like seeing that thing float up to the boat. And
was
then,
Steve Irwin dead at that point?
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was still alive. But we're all leaning over the boat, off the back of the boat, just like it is majestic. Dude.
Yeah.
You know, this thing just kind of floating on the back of the boat, and none of us knew what to do. So we're looking for the captain. What the hell did the captain go?
Yeah.
Like, this is your job, dude. I'm not going to take the hook off a stingray.
Yeah.
Dude. The motherfucking captain comes flying from the front of the boat with the Louisville fucking slugger. Wham! Just slams the skull of this thing and just completely knocks it out.
Yeah.
And we are taken by surprise, like, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa! Like, warn us.
Yeah.
You know, we were all like full blown majestic, like,
stingray,
oh my God, look at this beautiful creature.
Yeah.
Pow! Splits its head open.
Just wham.
You know, he pulls it in and he takes his little pocket knife and he cuts the stinger off of it. I'm like, dude, this is brutal, man. Like, and he gives my buddy who caught it he has pre-made necklaces that he just puts the stinger on. He's like, here you go, man. Here's your prize for catching a stingray. And my buddy's like, okay, should I wear this? I feel bad.
Hell yeah, you wear it.
You know, but it was pretty sweet.
You can eat stingray.
I believe so.
I think you can.
You know what's weird about a stingray barb? It's got two barbs to it.
Yeah.
One comes out the bottom, and it's like it hooks.
Oh.
So it like hooks into you, and then it stabs you. But the barbs, it's weird. It's like extremely smooth if you go one way on the barb.
Yeah.
But then you go the opposite way, and it's
so
like,
probably
it's like
the
razor
way
blades.
The way you pull out.
Right.
So it goes in fine.
It goes in fine.
But then when you go to pull it out.
Much like a fishing hook.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like my ex's vagina.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Feels good going in, pulling out. Oh, my God. Ah!
Are you a stingray?
Stingray vagina.
Oh.
I said there's certain things I guess I wouldn't mind doing, you know, but there's so many cool game fish. Like the ocean is just kind of like, and there's a lot of ugly fish.
A lot of ugly fish, but dude, there's a lot of fish though.
I tell you what, when we were in Ireland and I got to catch the, oh my God, now I can't think of it. What was it? Mackerel.
Oh yeah, mackerel.
They had the mackerel running in there. And dude, that was one of the cool, let's see if I can find a picture, mackerel fish. Dude. It wasn't a big fish. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but the color was gorgeous. These little probably like 8 to 9 inch fish and smaller.
Yeah.
Dude, they were putting up such a fight. Granted, I had a little light 3-weight rod. This is when I was, dude, it was so awesome. Like, I got it all hooked up. It was kind of like a, it was kind of like a MacGyver-ish, because I went to this fish, this little fish shop, this bait shop, and I said, look, man, I got my fly rod. I know I can't do any more inland stuff. He's like, dude, mackerel are running in there. They're going crazy. We took a perch rig and hooked it up to a sinking fly line, right? Okay. So it was this weighted rig, so it brought it down. So I'm sitting there whipping with this three-weight rod, just launching it out there. And just waiting to feel, stripping it in. And they were hitting it like crazy. These little minnows, that perch rig.
Yeah, yeah.
That was some of the most fun fishing.
Were you doing two at a time? Two minnows?
It had two. Yeah, I hooked it up so there was two or maybe three. No, it was two.
Did you guys get to eat any Macklemore's?
No, Macklemore's?
Did it have $20 in its pocket?
You son of a bitch. No, I just threw them back, you know, because it was just sport fishing. I had no way to, you know, fillet them or anything like that. But, dude, that was just like, that was one of those cool things. Like, on the ocean, on the pier.
Hey.
On the pier, just whipping this rod. The wind's blowing. The waves are there. That's where oceans are. That's why I want to do, like, surf fly fishing. I think that'd be fun. So. Yeah. But can you, I mean, is it, you can surf fly fish here on the Great Lakes, can't you?
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody really do it.
I believe you can.
You got to be able to do it. You know, I'm gonna. That's the next thing I'm gonna look into. Is just wading out there a little ways and just a fly rod, big heavy rod, and just going out there and see if you can catch stuff.
Yeah, when we were doing that deep sea fishing, we also caught barracuda.
Ooh,
which
barracuda.
Was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, barracudas are. That's a mean looking fish. Barracuda.
And then
fish.
The other day, I saw a guy fishing online.
Yeah, look at that thing, man.
And he was, dude,
it's like an alligator.
I was
hang up.
I was snorkeling in Cozumel, and like a swarm of those swam underneath us. And dude, it's like they're not
huge. Well, actually, that one's fucking big. Holy shit!
Yeah, they can get huge. Yeah, it's a fish you don't want to mess with, man.
Good
you
God,
don't you
man.
Don't want to get bit by a barracuda.
That's like a sea muskie,
you know. And so we see these barracuda swim underneath us, and you know, obviously we have an instructor with us. And like everybody
He's
in
like,
the
whip
crew,
your dick out.
Right? Yeah, everybody in the crew just like at once looks over the instructor, like, "Is this okay?
Are we safe?"
Right? Because I'm out of my element here. I can't swim fast, even though I have flippers on.
Yeah, that's a scary fish.
And then the other day, I saw a guy fishing for piranhas. And he had like a little wooden canoe.
I think I saw that. And he's literally
he's just
dipping
like a chicken stock thing.
Yeah.
And they just.
And then he pulls it up,
like,
flicks him off, dips it back in, flips him off.
Can you imagine just putting your toe in the water? Like, it's terrifying. You know, the water, man, it's scary.
Piranha comes up. Jesus, you toe sucking son of a bitch. Get out of here. Yeah, it's crazy, man. There's all sorts of fish.
Would you ever go noodling?
I would, just to say I did it, but again, it's not fishing to me. That's catching. I guess if that makes sense.
That
like
takes,
you're just sticking your arm in a hole and waiting for the
dude. Fuck that.
Yeah, you ever see that hot chick that does it?
Yeah,
it's hot.
Dude, I am not sticking my hand in a dark hole for a massive catfish to just latch onto my arm.
Noodling.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, that girl. Dude.
And
she's
I think a lot of people say that. Yeah, I'd do it, and they'd get to the. They get to there and they'd be like, no, I'm not sticking my arm in there.
Yeah, dude, she's a babe. Just
dude,
catching that
forget
catfish.
Forget that, man.
Yeah, you're just sticking your hand in the water.
That's the one, that picture you just pulled up is the video I saw.
Terry, if you're listening right now, Engineer Terry, this is strictly for research. I literally looked up chick noodling.
Nice.
I meant chicken noodle soup. It just it corrected to chick noodling, and I don't know how that popped up. That's weird. That's weird. I don't know. Yeah, well, we should go fishing today.
Yeah, I'm done.
I know you'll only stay for about 10 minutes before you get
nap.
Bored.
Let me get a nap in, for God's sake.
Before you get bored.
All right.
Ooh, hey, I brought the drone.
I need to be slaying fish, dude, or else I'm going to the drone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of course, now, too, going out in the woods, if we get bit by a mosquito, we're dead, apparently.
I know, dude. That's sketchy.
Cripes.
That's sketchy.
Anyway.
You know what I could do? Is it illegal to spot fish with the drone and tell you where they're at?
I don't think so. No different than a fish finder.
Yeah, that's true.
You
that's
know?
Very true.
And besides, you can see the fish. Like, it's there. Like, I'm like, oh, there's a fish. There's a fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We'll do it.
We could catch one with the drone.
We could try. We need to try that.
Dude, it's a $2,000 drone.
Don't be a pussy.
All right, you pony up. Give me some insurance.
Well, you go to Round Lake, you'll catch a little tiny bluegill.
Because my luck, it'll be a king salmon. And I don't think a drone can pull a king out of the water.
That'd be so funny.
Do you see the guy who does the drone with the tuna? You fishing for tuna?
No.
So they're offshore on the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And he literally, I don't know what they fish tuna on. Maybe like cut bait.
Yeah.
So he takes a cut bait, puts the line way out, and literally he attaches the cut bait to the bottom of the drone, and he flies it out like, dude, I'm telling you, like a half a mile offshore. And they basically just flying around with a loose line. And, you know, the camera's face down, you see it live, and then, boom, they see a slew of, a gaggle of tuna. And it's got a release thing, so they just drop the bait on top of where the tuna are. And they fly back, boom, hits it right away and pulls in a tuna. They do it all day long.
So he takes, because I was thinking there's no way that drone, unless it was, like, huge, could. No. So it drops the bait where they are.
Yep.
It's attached to the fishing pole.
And then they fish it in, and then they pull it in.
That sounds like cheating.
That's a lot of cheating. That's a major cheating.
Let's do that later. That's what we're doing later. We're going to get an erector set hooked up on the bottom of that. You're going to take the bait out.
Yeah.
I guess it's no different than having that fishing pole that shoots out there.
Yeah, like a potato gun. Hey, you know what? I got a potato gun. We can do that trick.
Let's do it.
I love it, dude.
Let's mount the potato gun on the drone.
Oh, it's perfect. Just trying to get a little extra distance. You know?
You got that lure out 3 miles.
Right.
It's crazy.
You've been reeling in for like half a day.
Oh, man. Anyway. All right. Well, that'll do. I know we had to kill some time for a bit, and we did it. So, go do some fishing. It's gorgeous outside.
Don't get bit by a mosquito.
Yeah. Don't get bit by a mosquito or you're dead. All right. Thanks for listening. Check out WIRX.com where you found this podcast. Check out our other podcasts. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Did you just flex?
Yeah. I'm feeling strong.
What an idiot.